SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Later on the show, on this Where Do You Hurt Wednesday, C2C, we're going to discuss the departure of Woj from ESPN. As I'm watching them do 24 hours straight of letting all the employees do 60 to 90 minute diatribes about his departure, I was thinking maybe we could get a hold of Dre Cooper and he could do a documentary on Woj's life. Like, I have never... Honestly, like, don't get me started. I'll save it for later. Don't get me started
save
on this.
It
like,
later.
Honestly,
save it for later.
Like, what is happening here? It's like, I mean, honestly, I've never seen anything like it. You'd think the guy was dead.
Yeah. Hold on to it. Keep it in there. Keep it in there. Hold on to it for later. We'll give you let you go full steam ahead on that later on Coast to Coast. By the way, now 6-2. Diamondbacks, Rockies, and they still have two on and one out.
Whoa,
so
what?
They are a blast away from maybe making this a game again. Hey, it's never over at Coors Field, right? Don't they always say that? Never over at that place. Okay, week three will start tomorrow night in the Swamp, Jersey, for the Patriots and the Jets. The opening week three game, first home game for the Jets after going 1-1 on the road. And of course, Scotty, it is Aaron Rodgers' first appearance back at MetLife Stadium since he was injured in the Week 1 game a year ago. What memories he has of that night? Well, Aaron's very excited to hopefully give the Jet fans a much different experience this time.
The anticipation, what it could be like Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about it. It's been a long time since I took the field at MetLife, so be a lot of emotions for sure, but we're... Thankfully, already into the third game of the season. Played two full games. Body feels good. About as good as it can on a short week. Yeah, it'll be fun to be out there with the crowd. Night games. I love night games. So excited about it. Not, you know, no one's real crazy about Thursday games, but everybody loves the Thursday, the weekend after the Thursday games.
Listen, let's calm down here. This story about him playing in his first game at a Snoopy since the Achilles, he has a better chance of getting cancer playing in that dump in the middle of a swamp and getting it, food poisoning from the, like, I mean, they pulled a popcorn out of the closet at that place from 4 years ago. I mean, you have no idea about stale until you've gone to a game at this place. I won't even touch food in that stadium. I've been to that stadium. I've already learned my lesson the hard way. I want nothing to do with it. I wouldn't go there if you paid me. The only way I went there was with a handicap placard in my car, front row seats to the Rolling Stones. You couldn't get me to go to a Jet or a Giant game if you gave me $1,000. Like, you'd have to give me $100,000 to go to a game there. It's the worst place on earth. And somebody said it once on this network that made the most sense to me. There's one exit. There's one exit. There, it is a cluster F getting out of that place like no other place on earth. And I mean to tell you, we used to go over and do that show in the, remember at the FanDuel Sportsbook? I mean, I wanted to gouge my eyes out in that building. I don't care what anybody says. I really don't. Like, I mean, honestly, the things I've seen in that building, the things I have seen in that bathroom in that building, I've had nightmares. I've had to see a shrink over the things I've seen in that building. I don't care what anybody says. I ate food in there, Christ. I had to pray to God I'd make it home. I thought I'd be poisoned. And I have never seen a place in my life. You got it. You're going to hear me quote. I have never seen a place in my life where you literally, we were talking about it before in Atlanta. In New York, it's different. In Atlanta, you might get offered crack in the parking lot. In New York, I mean, I was there for 6 months and like nine people were murdered in the parking lot because everyone thinks they're coming out of there with bags of money. It's like the murder gangland style. Like they drive around the parking lot with submachine guns, killing people that come out of the sports book. And don't even tell me I'm wrong because I'll pull the stories.
Nobody's going to dispute anything that you just said. over there. There's nothing to dispute. It's not ideal situation, that's for sure. I like how they tell you to take public transportation. That's even worse. That train is even worse trying to get out of that place. You think driving out of it's bad.
Oh, God.
The train is bad, too, as well. All right, the Jets are -6.5 here for this home opener, a Thursday night game. The total is now 38.5 for this one. I think me and you have been on the same page with this all week. We like what we've seen from the Patriots so far in terms of they're going to try to control this game a little bit and be able to stick around within that 6.5 points.
It is rather meaty, isn't it? Meat on the bone, the New York on the bone steak. I think, look, the only way they cover is if they don't turn the ball over and they play smash-mouth defense and capitalize on any mistakes that the Jets might make. A hit and a fumble, a pick, a tip and a pick. They got to take advantage of the Jets' mistakes because I don't think Rodgers makes a lot of them, right? So I could easily see Rodgers beating them by 7. And what I want to happen is the Patriots to cover the 6.5. That's what I want to happen, but I'm not sure it's going to happen because let's face facts. Aaron Rodgers against Jacoby Brissett. I mean, you got to be kidding me. This is like on paper, just the thought of it is 10 points to me. Just the thought of it is the Jets by 10.
There's one thing that worries me about this game from the Patriot perspective. They haven't had a situation yet this year where they're down multiple scores, right? They played from ahead in Cincinnati. They held the ball the whole time. They controlled the clock. The Seahawks game was back and forth. Nobody was ever up by more than a score. They could still play their game. I'm worried that if they get down 10, 14 points early in this game and they have to try to change the way that they've played over the first few weeks and suddenly, like you said, then Jacoby Brissett becomes a thrower of the football, and that's probably not something that you want. So that's the scenario, Scotty, that makes me a little nervous when it comes for the Patriots.
You're probably right.
I don't think that's not going to be a fun situation for them. They need to control this game and keep it low scoring.
Listen, I think the Jets have a lot of the right pieces in place to be a good team. I think they need to get Hassan Reddick signed. I think they have treated that like it's heartburn or something, and instead of the seriousness of it, they've treated it like all they need is a couple Tums. And that worries me, but they are a good team on paper and on the field. We've seen them look good. I didn't think they looked good against the Niners. I thought they looked good against the Titans. They won the game. They had a running game. They had a passing game. They did it all. So we know they're better than the Patriots now. But through the years, the Patriots have given them fits. I don't know about through the years if that's going to do the Patriots any good tomorrow night. I think this Jet team, it smells to me like they're going to win some games, and they're going to win it either way. Some weeks they could do it with Rodgers, and other weeks they can do it with defense. I don't think the Pats have that luxury. I don't care one iota about the Patriots having problems. If they were to lose every week, I could sleep well at night. As you know, I don't like them. I can't stand them. I don't care about them. The Celtics, the Patriots, the Red Sox, the Bruins, I hate them all. So I don't care what you think of me either. You're entitled to hate my guts. Have at it. And I'd rather have you hate me than dislike me. I mean it. Like, I don't care if they lose. Like, in fact, I could live with Mafia's team winning by 10 or 20. I don't care. I think the league would be better. I think the AFC would be better, frankly, if the Jets were good. If they have a good season and they are a problem and they are a seeded playoff team, I think it's going to be exciting.
I'm rooting for them both to suck, Scotty, the Jets and the Patriots. I don't want to see any good from any of them, to be quite honest with you.
There you go.
We will come back and we'll get through the rest of the NFL, including Andy Reid talking about Travis Kelce and how he doesn't catch the football anymore. He's got 4 catches through the first 2 games.
He's too busy. He's in love.
He's very busy. Very busy.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, what is Andy Reid's Sam Harbor High.
Yeah, let's start with Andy, of course. Travis Kelce through the first 2 weeks, Scotty, he had one catch for 5 yards against the Bengals. He had three catches for 34 yards in week one against the Ravens. And remember, last year his regular season stats weren't great either. But guess what? He was an animal in the playoffs, which is, again, this is what they're doing. I know Andy's going to tell you something differently here. Here's the real story, Scotty. He's just waiting for the playoffs now. That's what he does. He sits around all year, and he's going to turn it on in the playoffs. But here's Andy Reid telling you another thing.
They did have some things that they were attempting there. And he'll get his catches. It's not that he's slowing down or any of that bit. That's not what the deal is. So it's just teams focus on him and kind of know he's he's been Pat's go-to guy. So what it's done though, Saran, is it's allowed us to to utilize the other guys around him, and they've been productive.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Very exciting. Also known as he's so far in love with Taylor Swift that he's just not playing football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that if he wasn't a three-time Super Bowl champion slash future Hall of Famer slash, you know, whatever, I think you'd hear more about that. That's the reason why he has four catches through two games. I think that's for you. But because he's done all those things, I guess people just feel he's built up the credit that it doesn't matter anymore. We can't say anything bad about him.
I don't know what their obsession is, to be honest with you, about these brothers and shows like
that. I know.
Listen, honestly, like let's get real here for a second. Listen, you know, I don't normally wear blazers and dress shirts and Brooks Brothers shirts unless I'm going out to a fancy place, right? And then when I'm on Sports Grid, I look fantastic. But, like, normally I'm in basketball ripped-up T-shirts, shorts, and flip-flops, and my boss has noticed that about me. He said something to me in Vegas about it. He goes, he saw me in flip-flops and shoes, no socks, all the rest, and dressed like a bum. And he said, I said, that's how I am. And I said, I also don't like dorks. Now, let me tell you something. I think Peyton Manning's a dork and his brother's even worse. Like, these are not cool dudes. Like, they're kind of nerds. And I mean it when I say this. Like, I'm not being funny here. Like, you're a nerd. I want nothing to do with you. I don't hang out with you. Like, the stuff they got him doing, like, I don't get it. Like, is that really funny? The painting commercial with Nationwide? Does someone find that funny? And then now we're going to have them cram the Kelce family down our throats. And not only that, they cram their mother down the throat. At least the Mannings don't bring the father into it. And well, I guess they do a little bit. He's had a few commercials. It's just so unbelievable to me. Like, honestly, like I literally don't have friends that are dorks. I just don't hang around like losers. And I'm not saying that like they got Super Bowl rings. They're not losers. But in terms of their whole act, like it's funny. Like, you know, they play like they're so funny. Like I've never laughed watching either one of them. Like they got this guy doing like Saturday Night Live, the Olympics. I mean, what doesn't he do? I don't get it. I really don't. Do you get it, Carver? Am I the only person that's like, when are they going to stop douching me with the Mannings? Honestly, it's like I'm getting sprayed with a hose. I feel like I'm in the yard at Shawshank getting sprayed with a hose with Manning, and now they're doing the same thing to me with the Kelces. And I'm not tripping. I've had enough of this Jason Kelce guy, and I don't care about his brother's skinny twig girlfriend. Have a sandwich. In fact, have three. Have a prime rib dinner. You need to eat something there, bony. Honestly, there's nothing worse when I see ribs.
I think it's all very painful.
Painful,
all of it. It's very
I'm not
painful.
Wrong.
It's tough. I
saw the ratings for the Manning cast was the worst it's ever been. But they'll just keep signing them to new deals.
It's like I said to you yesterday with the Kelce. It's jumped the shark. Now I've seen some of the clips. You know, they have Belichick, I guess it's for the entire first half now, and he's on there with them. And as me and you have said all the time, when you get Bill in a setting like that where he can kind of break a game down and talk about the game, it's interesting. And I think the clips are very cool. I don't think I'd sit there and watch it the
whole
time.
Have you seen him do the CW show, the one with the inside the NFL? That show
I've seen clips.
Is actually that's very clips. Loose and cool, and he's having fun on there, and they're all joking around on there. And I think it's Chris Long or someone doing it with him.
Yes.
And Ocho Edelman. Ferelico.
Or is Edelman the other one? I don't know the Edelman there. But yeah, it's very good.
Am I wrong? Or is it someone else?
Ryan Clark is there.
He's there.
Long is there. And you might be right about Ocho. I thought Edelman, you see, that's the other thing. Bill's involved in so many projects now.
Right.
That I know he's doing one with Edelman also. I don't know if it's that one or if it's another one, but he's involved in so many things that it's hard to keep track of them all with Bill. But to just go with your point, it's all become very painful.
Painful.
The Mannings versus the Kelsey.
I interviewed him. Remember,
stuff.
I told you, I interviewed him once, and Mavia remembers, I think. I was at Howard Stern, and I went to that billiards charity event. In Lower Manhattan, and he was there, and I'm really good friends with the guy that runs it, and I, so is Eli. He's one of his clients. He's a insurance guy, Big Daddy, and everyone knows Big Daddy in the NFL. He represents 300 players, right? And so I interviewed him one day, and I told you the story. I've said it over and over. It was like talking to a garage door. I don't know who's worse. Derek Jeter, when he did interviews when he was with the Yankees, about never saying anything about anything. Meanwhile, he slept with 500 women a month. And then, and I can't get anything out of you, bro. And then this guy, Eli Manning, when he played, he was like a funeral. Honestly, like talking to him is like, honestly, like putting dirt on a casket. I honestly, it was the worst. I have a video. I saved it for my entire career. One day I'll pull it out and play it here. It is so bad. I'm like, when he was talking to me, I was like this. I was dozing off. I mean, oh my God. And now they try to make him out to be some kind of comedian. Like, are you kidding me? Like, am I the only one? No, I'm the only one who notices this.
You're not. You're not the only one. I'll give you the numbers for that game when we come back. The Chiefs and the Falcons. That's where we were at. We'll do that with
Siskel and Eber would have said thumbs down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Now, I don't know, Mike, if the Falcons can hang with the Chiefs. I don't care where the game is. I know it's at the Benz in Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm not sure they can either. It's 3.5 right now, and as you know, whenever that half gets attached to the 3, it's always something to take a little bit of notice with, and you always got to think about it a little bit harder. But 3.5, 46.5 is the total. Very hard to go against the Chiefs, Scotty, of course. They've looked very good through the first 2 weeks.
Yeah, like I feel like the game Monday night was so stunning. I don't know if they can live up to that again. Like that, it was so stunning. I don't think it does. It really mean that Kirk Cousins is unglued now and he's going to go out and shred the Chiefs, the world champions who get every call, who are on every primetime game known to man, that we get to watch Patrick Mahomes. First of all, look, I think Cousins can play with anybody. He can play with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, he went right down the field on the Eagles and won the game. In fact, I think he's better than Jalen Hurts. Now, a lot of people would disagree with that, but to me, Jalen Hurts, the best thing he does, frankly, is get out of trouble and get first downs running. And I do not believe that Kirk Cousins is that kind of player. He's a pocket passer. Under center, and he can sling it all over the field. He's got a great, I think, sight line and vision, and I think he reads plays perfectly and throws, perfect passes. He throws ropes.
Yep.
He put up huge numbers in Minnie. He's already having big performances in Atlanta, Monday night. So I think they'll be in the game, and that's why that hook is there. I think they'll be in the game because of Cousins. And, Pitts, London, they got players. I think Bijan Robinson is exciting, and I think the Falcons' defense is super physical, especially their back end. I think their corners and safeties hit. They hit hard, and they jar balls out of guys' hands. They did it in Philly the other night, and not Barkley, he just dropped it. But they jarred balls out of the hand. They picked off passes. I think their secondary means business, and I think they're going to be in the game.
Well, yeah, and look, when you think about teams that maybe have given the Chiefs some problems defensively over these years with Mahomes and Reed and whatnot, it's teams that have that, right, Scotty? Physical defenses, physical secondaries, the Bengals did a nice job of that last week as well. So something to look forward to indeed. I'll save Jacksonville and Buffalo for tomorrow for you because that's not till Monday night anyway. With that game, we'll get you some sound for that. You sent me this number, and I actually saw it this morning as well, in terms of the Lions, who are in Arizona on Sunday. Lions, since November of 2022, after a loss, 8-0 straight up, 8-0 against the spread. So that's 8 consecutive games after a loss that they have covered and won outright. They are laying 3 in the desert against Arizona and a healthy total here, 51.5.
Listen, I think they're going to win the game. They lost to the Bucs. They win after losses. They cover after losses. 3 is not a big deal to me. I think Arizona looked good. There's no doubt they look good. They put up 41 points. Harrison looked great. He scored 2 early, and then he took the rest of the day off. Caught a lot of passes in that first half, and I think Connor's good. But I am not buying them that they're some great team because they won a big game, against the Rams. The Rams are all kinds of banged up. They beat a team that's crippled, and it got even worse for them after that game with Kupp going down and more players going down and safeties going down. So I'm not buying them yet. I mean, I don't deny that they look good, and Gannon is allegedly this good coach, allegedly. But the Lions are legit, and they are coming off a loss. I say business trip special. They go to Arizona, and they beat the Cardinals, and they cover.
I'm with you on the Lions. Speaking of big dogs this week, how about underdogs of 6 or more points, Scotty? Are 8-0 against the spread this year through 2 weeks. 6 or more points, 8-0 ATS. Patriots, Giants, Broncos, Rams, Commanders all fall into that category. I will tell you, I don't think that lasts forever. I don't think that's going to be undefeated, that ATS with the 6 or more points.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to see that graphic again. There's one of them.
I'll play when I come back.
There's a couple of them that stand out to me, like the Giants stand out to me after they scored 3 touchdowns, and that stands out to me the most, and really, frankly, no other one.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So what is it about the public and their betting problems? They're getting leveled, Carver High.
They are. Of course, it's like Numbers Wednesday here on C2C. I'm giving you all the numbers for the week before we get started. Make sure we have everything in place. NFL teams getting more than 50% of the bets so far this season through 2 weeks. 11-20-1. That is a frosty 36%. Against the spread so far. So betting against the public has been the way to go through 2 weeks of the season.
Well, we talked about it last week. There were so many. I mean, even, let's just, for instance, talk Monday night. 90% of the public was on the Eagles. And I bet on the Falcons 5.5, and that's mic drop time. Like, whenever I see 80 or more and everywhere, it's so automatic. It's just a done deal. I'll tell you what's a done deal. The sports book taking everyone's money. That's a done deal. That's what they do. And whenever I see that, I know what's happening. And they are licking their chops, these sports books, to take your money. And then they wave all of their, do you have a gambling problem? Reach out. Our hand is there for you. We love you. We'll help you. They're so phony ass with that. I've never seen anything more ridiculous in my life. What they really want, just so we're clear, is to take every penny you have and your house and your wife and your children and your dog. That's what they want. That's all all they care about. Trust me, I have friends that work there that tell me all the time what their job is. And their job is to take your money.
They certainly certainly do, that's for
those
sure.
How about this? Take your money. They don't put those numbers up and those hooks up for their health. They do it to take all of your money. Nobody around here likes talking about what they really are up to at the House of the Holy. Please spare me. You talk about
House
evil. That's where evil lives, down at the sports book.
In the past 10 years, how about this one? 0-2 teams. Of course, 0-2 teams, very desperate, Scotty, as you get into week number three. 0-2 teams have gone 52-33-1 ATS in week three. You got a lot of teams in that scenario this week. Giants, Titans, Colts, Broncos, Panthers, Ravens, Rams, Jags, and Bengals. All the 0-2 teams very desperate as they head into their situations this week.
You know, I think the Bengals, Jags have a shot in Buffalo. I don't think they're going to play horribly in that game. I think that's going to end up being a great game. I do think the Ravens have a shot in Dallas. I saw Dallas, yak all over themselves against the Saints. What makes me believe they're going to just, what, turn it around and be fantastic? I think the Giants, that number's too big. They're scoring tutties. They just didn't have a kicker, so I think they're on the verge of busting one off. And, you know, I'd say the other one that has a shot for me there is, believe it or not, the Colts. I think they can actually give the Bears a game at Soldier Field. I think the Bears, for me, are optional in terms of, do I believe in their offense? No. They can have their moments. They can have their tutties. They can have their successful plays and passes. But to me, that's a football team. And I think Richardson can give them problems and run around and cause difficulty for them. So there are games this week. I think with certainty, I think you're going to see a dramatic change this week in all this, Giants spreads and all these teams that suck. They're losing every game they play. That's all, I believe, coming to an end this week. Some of them will win.
Some of them will win. And that Indy game, Scotty, I know you mentioned social, that game is in Indy this week. Colts are home for that game against the Bears. So,
oh, well, it's it was in Chicago.
Yeah. So that's Colts minus 1.5 now at home at Lucas Oil against the Bears.
Oh, I really like it
so,
now.
I know. I like the Colts at home this week as well for that. So we shall see. All right, let me get you a few other things, and then we'll start the baseball when we come back. Undefeated teams for 2 weeks. This is it. This is all that's left, Scotty. There's only a few. Look who's at the top. The Bills and the Steelers are 2-0. Vikings, Texans, Bucks, Saints, Seahawks, Chiefs, and the Chargers. The only undefeated teams left in the NFL after 2 weeks.
I think the Chiefs are for real. And, you know, I think the Bills and the Texans and Steelers, all those teams are for real. I think the Buccaneers are legit. But I think legit and for real are two different islands in the Hawaiian island chain. You know what I mean? Like, I am not buying the Seattle Seahawks, and I have yet to, I know I interviewed John yesterday and played along with the Saints. I've never been a believer in Allen or Carr or the Saints in any capacity. I know we'll be in New Orleans for the Super Bowl, and I think the Saints will have really good reservations at restaurants like the rest of us and nothing else.
Most likely that will be the case. I don't expect them to be there either as we continue on. All right, odds to win the AFC. Chiefs still the favorite as we do this on a Futures Wednesday, plus 240. And then you get the Texans, Bills, Ravens, Bengals, etc. After that on the AFC side. They got the Bills at MGM a little higher than the Texans for that one. On the NFC side, Scotty, of course, it is still the Niners, followed by the Lions, Eagles, Cowboys there for you on the NFC.
Well, I mean, honestly, just those teams right there, Packers, Falcons, Buccaneers, Vikings, getting no love whatsoever. The Cowboys still getting all this love. And look, I think they had a bad game, a total throwaway game. They got, when you get scored on, it's almost like that baseball game today. It was 6-0. It's like lights out. If you get scored on 6 touchdowns in a row at the start of a football game, you are done. Game over. And they threw in the towel. I watched a fight the other night in Vegas with Danny Swift Garcia, and his dad, his crazy father, Angel, threw in the towel. And the guy got knocked down by Lara. He barely hit him. He gave him like a little shot to the nose, and he went down like he had literally had his liver taken out of his body and his kidneys. And he acted like he died. And then afterwards, Jim Gray interviewed him, and he said, "I tried my best. I'm sorry to everyone that I didn't live up to your expectations, but I tried my best. All that matters is that I showed up and tried my best." It was embarrassing. Honestly, like, I'm going to just say it. It was the worst fight I've ever seen in my life. I've been to 35 years of fights, and I saw a guy throw in a towel after his son barely got tapped. So throwing in the towel is what happened with the Cowboys. They quit. They went six touchdowns. They threw in the towel. They just quit. When you're down six scores, it's over. Game over.
Finished. Can't have it. All right, let me try. I'm going to skip the Super Bowl. Give me the MVP here after 2 weeks. It's Mahomes, Allen, Stroud, Hurts, and then Brock Purdy. That's where the odds board is after this one. Of course, Allen's moved up quite a bit since the start of the season. I don't see any Saints on there yet, though, Scott. You're going to get Derek Carr on there soon if they win again this week. We'll have to get all the Saints guys on the MVP board.
I think the guy, for my money, Mahomes got lucky to beat the Bengals, and the guy Mason for me for the Niners has been the most influential person on the football field. If you ask me, he had 147 yards and the touchdowns. Then he had 100 yards and a touchdown in back-to-back games. Everyone thinks that Christian McCaffrey is the greatest thing since sliced bread. Meanwhile, this guy has been carrying the Niners on his back. Literally on his back. Purdy's done nothing. Kittle's done a little, but it's been Mason, the Mason show. For me, he's been my MVP, and I hate the 49ers.
I know that you do. Do I have time for the coach? Throw the coach up there fast. Who do they got? I haven't even seen the coach yet. Oh, Harbaugh, of course. Give it to him now. Harbaugh, Mike McDonald, Kevin O'Connell, Mike Tomlin. Coach of the year odds. They're the favorites after 2 weeks.
Well, they want D'Amico Ryans to get it because of what he's doing with the Texans. Everyone's new darling in the NFL is the Houston Texans. They've already had him in prime time. They're going to be on all the time because they had a good season. And I think that he's a favorite coach amongst the media.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, we shift gears and go to baseball on this Wednesday, C2C. Good to have you with us, all of our affiliates on the radio side, TV side, streaming networks, everything else. Don't forget to get the Sports Grid app on iOS or Android. It's free. And follow your favorite hosts like Carver High. It has everything. You can listen to the network on there, watch the network on there. It has it all, in-game odds even. Videos, highlights, scores, stories. It's there for you for the picking. It's free on iOS and Android, the Sports Grid app. It's always smarter to be on Sports Grid.
It certainly is. The A's just took a 5-3 lead at Wrigley over the Cubs. The game was tied at 3. They scored 2 runs in the top of the 8th. Bottom 8 at Wrigley. Cubbies down 2 with 6 outs left to play with. Also, Arizona still up 6-2. Although they are threatening, they have a couple guys on with Grichuk here in the top of the 6th. White Sox and the Angels cruising along, bottom 3rd, nothing happening. Very, very sleepy in that one. All right, a few things before we get to tonight's games. Yankees beat the Mariners 11-2 last night. Big home run for Juan Soto, Scotty. In fact, a historic one for him. His 40th of the season, first time he's ever done that, 200th of his career, and homering in Seattle, he has now homered in every ballpark in the major leagues. Yes, Network last night.
That one's driven out to left center field and deep. Going back, J-Rod, turning, looking, see ya. He checked the box. He's now homered in every ballpark in baseball. A two-run blast, and the Yankees lead 6-1.
He really is unbelievable. He's just a great player. That's just all there is to it. And if they screw this up, honestly, like, all I want him to do is play well in the playoffs and see Soto and Judge get pitched to and get hits and come up big and see if they can go on a run. And then when it's over, then I'll see if Hal screws up the Soto deal and lets the Mets steal him or someone else for that matter, because everyone in baseball would like to have Juan Soto on their team if they're willing to spend the money, because he's going to make a ton of money. And I think the Yankees cannot afford to let him go.
They absolutely cannot. That's for sure. The Giants beat the Orioles 10-0, which means the Yankees now have a four-game lead over the Orioles with about a week and a half to go in the season. They do play three games in the Bronx early next week, but the Orioles look they look finished right now, to be quite honest with you. They released Craig Kimbrel this afternoon. Nothing good going for the O's right now.
What a
as
shame.
Far as the what a shame. In the National League side of things, of course, we have a few teams vying for those last couple of wild card spots. The Mets had the Nationals in town, and this is what you're supposed to do, right, Scotty? Taking care of business. A 10-1 win last night. Polar Bear with a 5 RBI night on SNY.
And he rockets this one out to left field. Back goes Wood. Back to the wall. And it's out of here. Pete Alonso puts the hammer down with a 3-run homer. Number 33 for Alonso. A 5 RBI night for Pete, and it's 9-1 New York.
I think he ended up, didn't he have 6 RBIs on the night? He had another one in terms of RBIs. But look,
I stopped watching after 10-1.
This team, Mike, started the season horrifically, and look where they are now. I mean, honestly, it's amazing to me because I think they have 5 less wins than the Yankees. They do. It's 5 less wins than the Yankees. And remember, the Yankees started April by winning almost every game they played. And the Mets started April by losing almost every game they played. And they're 5 games separating them. I think the better story all season long has been the Mets.
I agree with you. It has been. And we were, listen, I think especially in this town, it was the typical like Memorial Day weekend, June 1st. Laughing at the Jets, at the Mets. It happens a lot, right? When they get off to an awful start. And usually they just, you know, it becomes a really awful summer where they're never interesting at all. They have been one of the best teams in baseball since June 1st. They have done an outstanding job. And, Scotty, we get on Boone all the time. We whack away at him with the Yankees. Give Mendoza, he don't get a lot of credit. I think he's probably, and you know I always like doing this, teams that either come from behind or teams that, do things that people weren't expecting. I think Mendoza's the manager of the year in the National League. Carlos Mendoza. He's done an unbelievable job with the Mets.
Yeah, I'm not going to argue that. I think that's dead on. I mean, he's done a great job. And in fact, the reason the Yankees are in first place is Aaron Judge and Juan Soto. It has nothing to do with Aaron Boone at all. Boone does nothing. I think Mendoza's actually a manager.
He's done a very nice job with them, that's for sure. The Reds, of course, so the Mets winning, Scotty. Braves had to keep pace with them. They had a 5-1 lead in Cincinnati last night, but that got away from them quickly. And then Spencer Steer in the bottom of the 7th on Bally Sports Ohio.
Spencer Steer, he is one home run shy of his first 2020 campaign.
Breaking ball shot to left center. Spencer Steer gives the Reds the lead. Welcome to the 2020 club. 20 bombs, 20 steals. Reds up 6-5.
Spencer Golden Steer, one of my favorite restaurants in Vegas, off the strip. Great spot.
The Golden Steer right there, indeed. And, of course, Astros beat the Padres 4-3. So the Padres lose as well. They have some cushion. They have 66 losses for the top spot in the National League wild card race. Mets and Diamondbacks both with 68 losses. Braves with 70. So that's where they sit, those three teams, for 2 spots right now. On the AL side, Twins beat Cleveland 4-1. Tigers beat the Royals 3-1 in 10 innings. What does this mean, Scotty? Tigers still 1.5 back of the Twins for the last spot, but the Twins are only 1 back at a loss of Kansas City for the 2nd. So the Royals, they can't keep losing games to the Tigers, Scotty, because now they're getting pulled back into the pack with Minnesota and Detroit.
I'm rooting for Detroit, and I want Kansas City to get in as well. So I want the last spot to go to the Tigers. That's what I want. So hopefully, because they've been playing great.
Yeah. They have. They certainly have. We'll get to tonight's games when we come back, including they will have their ace, the guy who's going to win the AL Cy Young this year, Tarik Skubal, on the mound in Kansas City tonight, looking to get another win out there. So we'll do that when we come back.
How can you bet against him?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's do these games tonight in baseball.
Yes, let's get these going here because we have, of course, a lot to do in the final hour on Coast to Coast. Let's start in Baltimore, Scotty, where, as I said, the Orioles look completely lifeless. They will have the Dean on the mound tonight. Dean Kramer, Hayden Birdsong goes for the Giants. Orioles minus $1.65, plus +140 for San Francisco, and a 7.5.
I mean, honestly, have some pride. At the very least, have you get dropped on your head 10-0. I like the O's tonight on the run line at plus +122. I think Coffey and Kramer will get it done and win his 8th game.
Braves really need to bounce back after last night. They will have Spencer Schwellenbach tonight at Great American against the Reds, who have Jacob Junis starting, minus -145 for Atlanta, plus $1.20 for Cincinnati, and an 8.5.
Yeah, I think the Braves will win this game. It's too juicy for me, so I'd run line it at plus +110.
Nice little late afternoon first pitch out at Petco, right? 6:40 East, 3:40 local time, and you get a good pitching matchup. Dylan Cease and Framber Valdez. This is a pick 'em too, minus -110 both ways right now, and a 6.5 total.
Yeah, I bet the under 7 this morning, and I like Dylan Cease and the Friars at Petco here. I know they both won a game in the series, so I'll go San Diego to close it out.
The Dodgers are in Miami against the Marlins. This was a wild game last night, Scotty, that the Marlins did take from the Dodgers. Landon Knack and Ryan Weathers, the pitchers here, minus -180 for L.A., plus $1.50 for the Fish, and an 8.5.
I mean, honestly, you got to be kidding me that they lost that game 11-9 last night, 20 runs, and they lose to the Marlins. It's embarrassing. It's got to be Dodgers tonight, run line at minus -110.
The Twins and the Guardians again in Cleveland. Bailey Ober and Tanner Bibby tonight, minus -130 for Cleveland, plus $1.10 for Minnie, and a 7.5 again.
This is a great game tonight with these two. Ober and Bibby can both pitch. The Twins got it done last night. I'm going back to the well with the Guardians again tonight, and I don't think that price is bad at all. Give me Cleveland.
Give you Cleveland. The Red Sox are in Tampa against the Rays. Tanner Houck and Ryan Bepiot tonight, minus -115. Rays are favored, minus -105 for the Sox, and a 7.5.
I like the price, and I hit Tampa last night. I'm going to go back with them tonight. I think the Red Sox are forked.
I think they're forked as well. The Mets, after the win last night, they're going to look to smash the Nationals again. DJ Hers goes for them, who hasn't been awful. Jose Quintana for the Mets, who are minus -175, plus $1.45 for the Nats, and a 7.5.
Hertz rental car is getting lit up tonight. Mets, run line, count it at plus +130. They destroyed them last night. They're going to do it again tonight. The Mets see the prize at the end of the tunnel.
They do. They see it. Huge one in Kansas City, as we said before. The Tigers and the Royals. Tarik Skubal, who has been outstanding, 16-4 with a 2.5 ERA. Alec Marsh for the Royals, minus -135 for the Tigers, plus +115 for Kansas City, and a 7.5.
Yeah, look, you could do it any way you want. 145 if you got the stones to lay the juice. I like the run line even better at plus +115. Skubal's going to beat Marsh. Marsh isn't ready for prime time. This is the most dominant pitcher in the American League this year, and he's going tonight, and they're 1.5 out. And if Cleveland can win, they'd be a half game out with their ace on the mound if he wins. Give me Detroit.
Phillies are in Milwaukee still against the Brewers. Aaron Nola and Freddy Peralta going tonight. Minus -115 for Milwaukee, minus -105 for the Phillies, and a 7.5.
I mean, the Phillies beat their ass last night, and I was wrong about that game. I'll go back to the Phillies again at that low price. Minus -$1.03 is what I'm saying.
The Bucks have Jake Woodford tonight in St. Louis against Sonny Gray. Minus -205 for the Redbirds, plus +170 for the Pirates, and a 7.5.
This is Sonny Gray's game. Run line it. Even money. Cards. Pirates are finished.
The Blue Jays and the Rangers played a wild one last night. Bowden Francis, who's been excellent, and Cody Bradford, minus -115 Rangers and a 7.5.
I like Toronto in this spot with this guy Francis, the way he's pitched. And if I can get that price that you just showed me, I'm all for it. Give me the Jays with the upset tonight at Globe, if you want to call it that.
And you know what? Cortes and Miller, Yankees, Mariners. You don't have to rush it if you don't want to. We could finish it later. We could do the Yankees.
Let's just go Yankees. Come on.
There you go.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.